Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome to the Prayer Works Ministry broadcast with your host, Evangelist Sheila Hameen, co-host Evangelist Maybell Edmond, and Evangelist Khadijah Hameen. We welcome you to worship and praise the Lord with us during this hour. And at this time, we're going to have our prayer by Evangelist Maybell Edmond. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Let us prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness and mercy. Thank you, Lord, Lord, for all that you've done for us. We pray that you look upon us today. Bless this broadcast. Send your word. Send your anointing. Have your way. And let the Spirit of God prevail. In the blood of Jesus covered today, wash away sins, help somebody to give their life to you, help them to seek your face, call upon your name. We know thou art able, we know you got the power. We're looking to you today, O Lord. Our trust is in you. You are our very present help in trouble. We pray, Lord, that you move in a mighty way, O Lord. Let somebody's heart be broken. Let somebody's heart receive the word of God that they might live thereby. We pray that you look on all the listeners and everyone that is on this broadcast. We pray that you touch and bless. Have your way. Let your will be done. Look on the souls of men, those who are listed on all of the prayer lists. We pray that you will touch and bless them, O Lord. Grant the petitions that they have up before you. We know you're able. We know you got the power. We are depending on you today. You are our very present help. We are looking to you as never before, knowing that thou art able to deliver, to save, to heal, and to forgive sins. Blot out of transgression. Oh, my God, have mercy, O Lord. We know thou art a merciful God. Thou art a compassionate God. Have your way today, O Lord. Move Jesus by your spirit. Have thine own way in this broadcast. We pray that you continue to bless, continue to encourage your people, help your people to stand and to go forward in you. Help somebody, O Lord, to change their way of living, that they might give themselves to you, that they might be saved. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless, save, heal, and forgive. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this prayer today. We thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for what you're going to do. And Heavenly Father, we are looking to you as never before. Our faith looks up to thee. We pray that you look on the bereaved family, all those who are suffering the loss of a loved one. We pray that you go with them, comfort them, lift their burden, help them to get through their hour of bereavement. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for how you blessed us. We thank you for your word on today. We thank you for encouragement. And we thank you for how you touched the souls on today. We pray that you continue to bless, save, heal, forgive, and deliver. And we will give thy name praise. Glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that prayer, that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist May. And again, you are listening to the Prayer Works Ministry broadcast with your host, Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture. But before I do that, I'm just going to tell you we are here in our Sunday school convention, and God is blessing us. So we have our own Evangelist Carolyn Jones, who's going to read the opening scripture.
Praise the Lord. We will be reading the scripture today from the 150th number of Psalm, King James Version. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and horn.
Hallelujah.
Praise him with the timbrels and bands. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank God for that scripture.
Praise
the Lord. Wherever you are, you can praise the Lord. If you're in the car, praise the Lord. If you're driving, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful scripture. Tell you of a truth, God has really been blessing us in our 49th annual Sunday School Convention. The Lord has been pouring out his spirit. The word of God has been coming. Souls have been blessed. Souls calling on the Lord on the altar. I can say that God is just moving in the old-time way, and I'm glad to see it, glad to be a part of it. I'm here enjoying Jesus. Praise the Lord. I wish you were here if you're in the neighborhood. We got one more service. All you got to do is stop by at 815 North 15th Street in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Oh, glory to God. Pastor Gary Calloway is the pastor here. Come on over. The service starts tonight at 5. We changed the time. It starts at 5 p.m. So if you're in the neighborhood and you can stop on over, come on over and get blessed. Amen. We do thank the Lord for this broadcast. Praise God. God has been blessing in such a great and mighty way. And we just want to let you know that we air every Friday night at 7 p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You are certainly welcome to tune in at any time. You can tune in and listen by dialing 563-999-3634. Or you can go online and listen to the broadcast by going to blogtalkradio.com/prayerworkministry. And you can listen to the broadcast that way. Also, if you want to be live on the broadcast, you're welcome to use our guest call-in line. And that number is 551-241-677. Again, 551-241-6677. So feel free to be live on the broadcast with us. And if you have a testimony, if you want to sing a song, if you want to preach, whatever the Lord lays on your heart, want to give some encouraging words, you are welcome to do so, because somebody is certainly in need of being encouraged. Somebody is in need of being uplifted and supported. So if there's something the Lord laid on your heart to do, we invite you to feel free to do what God has given you to do and share it. Share it on the air to those out there in radio land. Praise the Lord. So at this time, we're going to call for a song. We have our own missionary, Cleo Jones. Praise the Lord. We're going to give her the opportunity to sing to the glory of God. She so willingly volunteered. Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless everyone. Amen. Glad to be on this broadcast. Amen. I give honor to the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. And to my Pastor Jackson, also to Evangelist Hamin, Evangelist Edmund, Evangelist Edmund, and any other evangelists on the line. Praise God. We thank God for you. I'm just going to try to sing this little portion of song. I want to see Jesus. Amen. And not only do I want to see Jesus, but I want to go back with him when I see him. Praise the Lord. I'm going to try this song. I want to see Jesus. I want to see him. Oh, just to see the face of Jesus. Oh, what joy that will bring. I'm striving forever for this one thing. Just to see the face of Jesus, the Almighty King of Kings. Let me change the key a little bit. I want to see Jesus. I want to see him. Oh, just to see the face of Jesus. Oh, what joy that will bring. I'm striving forever for this one thing. Yeah. Just to see the face of Jesus. The Almighty King of
Kings.
I want to go up and dwell with him forever and ever. To be with God the Father and his only begotten Son. I want to see the face of Jesus who died in my place. Oh, how with saving grace, I want to see Jesus, the Almighty King of Kings. Oh, I want to see Jesus. I want to see him. Oh, just to see the face of Jesus. Oh, what joy I will bring. I'm striving forever. For this one thing, yes, is to see the face of Jesus, the Almighty King of Kings.
Yes, praise God.
Oh, yes, hallelujah. I want to see the face of Jesus, the Almighty King of Kings. Thank God for that beautiful selection coming through Missionary Cleo. I tell you, I really enjoyed that song, and just that song, it gives me the sentiments of my heart. I want to see Jesus, the Almighty King of Kings. I don't know about you. Oh, glory to God. But when I see him, oh, what joy that's going to bring. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm happy down in my soul. That song stirred my heart. So we thank God once again for that beautiful selection. And now, at this time, we're going to prepare for the word of God. And we're going to have a word of prayer. And then we're going to go to the scripture. At this time, let's put our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you. We give you thanks, oh Lord, and we call on you right now to speak to our hearts, Lord, to minister unto us, because we are in need today. And we need a touch from you, Lord. We need to hear from you, oh God. Open our spiritual ears. Cause us to hear your word, Lord. Open our hearts and our minds that we may receive your word. We believe you right now. We count it as done. And, Lord, we thank you. And we praise your holy name. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for prayer, and once again, I cannot stop talking about how God has been blessing us in the Sunday School Convention. Oh, glory to God. The Word of God has been coming so strong, so powerful, and I wish that you could be here to just get a little bit left in that Word. Glory to God. There's some more to come, so much more to come, and if you can stop by, come on by 5 o'clock this evening, amen, where service will begin. This is our climaxing service, so you do have another chance. If you want a blessing, come on out and be blessed. Amen. Praise the Lord. This time we're going to turn our attention to the Word of God. If you will notice with me the book of Saint Matthew, the 11th chapter, beginning with verse 27. Through 30. That is St. Matthew, the 11th chapter, beginning with verse 27, reading all the way down to verse 30. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And the scripture reads, "All things are delivered unto me of my Father. And no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father, save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Praise God. Thank God for the reading of these scriptures on this afternoon. And if I were to leave a thought with you, it would be come to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Come to Jesus. As Jesus began to speak here, he was upbraiding the people for their unbelief. And he was also thanking God. God had revealed these things to babes and not to the wise and prudent. Glory, hallelujah. And he began to say, all things are delivered unto me of my Father. He was referring to God Almighty, our Heavenly Father. And he mentioned here, and this is for a reason, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. So he chooses whom he wants to reveal the Father to, because we understand that no man can come to the Father except through Jesus. And the invitation that Jesus gave is to denote that he has everything we need. And if we come to him, he will give us what we need. Hallelujah. He will trade off with us, forgiving our sins, taking our yoke upon him, bearing it upon himself. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord said, come unto me, all ye that labor, knowing that we have these heavy burdens on us. Many are burdened down with sin, but he wants you to come to him right now and take his yoke upon you and learn of him. For his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Wouldn't you rather have his yoke and his burden rather than your old heavy burden? You can just cast it off on the Lord. You can give it over to him. He wants to reveal the Father unto you. He wants to make him known to you that whatever it is you need, God will supply it just for you. If you need more faith, God will supply it. If you need encouragement, he's got everything you need. All you have to do is just come to Jesus. And anybody is welcome to come. There's no respect of person. It's not just to any group over here, or the rich or the poor or whoever. It's to anyone who has a need and willing to come to Jesus. Glory to God. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He'll give you rest. Oh, yes, he will, because when we are burdened and heavy laden, Lord knows it will take a toll on us. It'll make us tired and worn out. Sometimes I've heard people, when they're under conviction, they're so tired of living the way they were living. Living in sin. Sin will wear you out. Sin will kill you. Oh, my Lord, but Jesus died to take away the sins of the world. He died so that we could have life. He was willing to give his life. And now he's offering us to come to him and to give him what we have so he can give us what he has. I'd rather have what Jesus has to give. Amen. I'm not willing to hold on to the things that I have, that these things are worthless. They mean nothing. But what Jesus has is eternal life. He has eternal life for us. So we can give it to Jesus. Just cast it on him. Leave it at the altar whatever burdens you have, trouble, problem, bring it all to him. He's asking for it. Bring it to him. Come unto me, he says, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, praise the Lord. Come to Jesus today. Don't put it off any longer. Don't turn and look at what somebody else is doing or waiting on someone else to make a decision. You make the decision today that you're going to come to Jesus. And the Lord, he is waiting with his hands outstretched. All you have to do is just come. If you don't know the Lord, he will reveal himself to you. As he said here, no man knows the Father except the Son. Only the Son. No man knows the Son except the Father. And the Son will reveal the Father to us. And in that revelation, we come to know that God is a loving and compassionate God. You know, we read about it, but there's an experience, there's a relationship that we can have with the Father. But it's made through Jesus. The Lord himself becomes that conduit or that pathway. He is the middleman between man and God, and because of him, this is how we come to know the Father and have a relationship with him. Oh, praise the Lord. So come to Jesus right now. Don't wait any longer. If you need to repent for the wrong things you've done, don't feel like God won't reveal himself to you, but just come and give him a try. Come and try Jesus and see, won't he do it for you? Anyone who wants to know Jesus and wants to be saved, right now is your opportunity. Just ask the Lord to forgive you and just be sorry for the sins that you've committed. Be sorry for all the wrongdoing. And ask God to have mercy on you and to forgive your sins, and he will do it for you. But just humble yourself and come to the Lord. Just acknowledge all the sin that you committed, everything that God's not pleased with. Acknowledge it before the Lord and let him know you don't want to do these things anymore. And ask the Lord to save you, and he will surely save your soul. If there's anyone who is sick in your body, designed to be healed. If you're discouraged and you want to be encouraged, if you have a heavy burden and you need that burden lifted off of you, come now and believe the Lord. He said, come unto me. So just take heed and heed that call. This is a call for your life, for the rest of your life, to make a change on this day. So at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us believe God together. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you as humble as we know how. Lord God, we ask for forgiveness, Lord, and we ask for mercy. We pray, God, for those who have repented in their heart, and Lord, they're believing you right now to be delivered, to be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. We pray a special prayer for them, that you will touch their minds and their hearts. Lord God, blot out transgressions. Take away their sins and make yourself known unto them. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, we call on you to stop by here, Lord, and make your holy visitation. We pray, God, that you'll remember those, Lord, who are striving right now and struggling, oh God, seeking deliverance. Have mercy on their souls. We know you're able to do all things, and there's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing impossible. Oh, my Lord, we are praying, God, that you will give strength to the weak, oh, Lord, and that you will strengthen those, oh, God, and lift them up in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you will remember those who are feeling discouraged, feeling like throwing up hands, feeling like there's no more use, feeling like there's no more hope. But, Lord, you are our hope. and we're looking unto you, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we pray right now, God, that you will visit them, Lord, and let them know that as long as you are alive, there is hope. Have mercy, oh my Lord. And Lord God, remember those who are going through right now, Lord, and dealing with many trials and tribulations. Oh Lord God, be close to them and carry them through. See them through the difficult times. Have mercy, oh Lord. Remember the backslider, my God. Have mercy on the backslider. Help them to return unto you. Lord, help them to make it back before it's too late. And whatever is hindering them or stopping them from returning, Lord God, you are able to move it out of the way. Lord, please have mercy and give them another chance, my God. Give them a little more time to make it back home. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we are looking to you and we are depending on you, Lord. We are praying for those on the prayer list, Lord, one by one and name by name. Look on the list everywhere, God, even all around the world. Somebody's name is written on a prayer list. Somebody has a special request. Somebody's crying out, my God. Remember them today, Lord, and grant every request according to your own will in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, remember those who are dealing with bereavement. Give them comfort and consolation. Please, Lord God, help them to go through the difficult time in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for our leaders that you will give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God, and help them to lead your people. Look on your people everywhere, one by one and name by name. Every member of the body of Christ in particular. Oh, God, you know our needs. Bring us together. Lord God, unite our hearts in the name of Jesus and help us to do your will. We believe you right now, Lord, and we count it as done. And we give you thanks, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your touch, Lord. We thank you for the moving of your spirit. We thank you, oh God, for hearing our prayer. We thank you for being patient with us, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for everything you've done, Lord, and for what you're about to do. We praise your holy name. Oh, my Lord, we ask, God, that you will accept our prayer and anything that we didn't mention in the prayer. Lord, you know about it, for you know the desires of our hearts. You know what we need before we even ask. All of these things we ask in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Can somebody give the Lord a praise? Can somebody give him thanks? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank God for prayer. Thank God for the word of God. I pray that the word of God has been a blessing to you, that I encourage you to take it in. Amen. Praise the Lord. And at this time, we're going to give way for remarks. We have Evangelist May on, and we're going to give her the opportunity to go ahead and give remarks. We also have some evangelists here in the sanctuary who might want to have some remarks. Amen. Like I stated earlier, we are here in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, at the Deliverance Temple Holiness Church of God. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for that powerful message. Come to Jesus. I thank the Lord. This is a universal call to all. Whoever will hear the word of God, they can come to Jesus. I thank the Lord for that powerful message. I want to encourage you, Evangelist. I mean, continue preaching the word of God and letting the Lord have his way in your life. And I also thank God for the prayer, that anointed prayer that came through you on today. and God will deliver. He's able, and he's got the power. And let us continue to look to him for all things. Bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless. Thank God for those beautiful remarks and encouraging words coming through Evangelist May. Anybody else have anything to say? Praise God. Evangelist Jones. Amen. God bless you.
Praise God. We praise God again for this opportunity, amen, to hear the word of God. Praise God, letting us know we can come to Jesus. Praise God. You can certainly go to Jesus. You can't go to anyone else. You can go to Jesus. Amen. You might go to your friend's house, and they see you coming. They put the lock on the door. Praise God. Amen. Or hurry up out the door and drive around the corner. Amen. When they see you coming. Praise God. But when Jesus sees you coming, praise God, when he sees you finding your way to the altar, amen. He has open arms and outstretched hands. Amen. Saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Praise God. We certainly do need rest in a time like this. Amen. If you're burdened and you're heavy laden, I want to ask you to try Jesus. Just come to Jesus. Come to him right now. Praise God. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. Praise God, but you can come to Jesus right now. Amen. We bless the Lord for all things. Praise God. Amen. And we're praying. Amen. We're praying for your deliverance, for your healing, for your safety, salvation in Jesus' name. Bless the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for those remarks. Thank the Lord for those beautiful remarks. We also have Evangelist Martha Colbreth. Amen. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We do thank God for the word of God that came through Evangelist Hameen. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. How that now is the time to come to Jesus. As someone said, he's standing with his arms outstretched, bidding you to come. After a while, it'll be too late. You won't be able to come. But now the mercy call has went out. How that all you have to do is come. Wherever you are, maybe in your home or wherever you may be, you can invite Jesus to come in. Now is the time. Now is the acceptable time. After a while, it'll be too late. You won't be able to come. But how that God is bidding you to come, how that you may be suffering from a physical condition, mental, psychological, it doesn't matter. You can come to Jesus and he'll fix whatever you need to be fixed. How that he won't tell nobody. He'll fix it for you. No one else can fix it but Jesus. Come to him. He loves you. I want to tell you that he loves you today. No matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, how that Jesus loves you and he's inviting you to come. Thank God for that message from Evangelist Hameen. Just want to encourage her to keep putting it out there. Somebody's going to be touched. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those remarks coming through our evangelist. Any other clergy on the line want to have remarks? If not, we just thank God once again for this broadcast on this afternoon. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for how he keeps on blessing us. And I just gather another thought about those scriptures and how Jesus, he did mention that no man knew the Father but the Son, no man knew the Son but the Father. And in this latter portion, he says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. So he wants us to get to know him. He wants us to get to know him personally. So let's strive. Let's keep coming to Jesus. You know, that's not just a one-time invitation. That's an open invitation. Meaning you can come anytime. You can come every day, every hour, every morning, every night, however often you need to go. Just keep on coming back to Jesus. Hallelujah, and he'll make himself known. But I thank God for all things. I'm getting stirred up again. I'm coming on in, amen. Praise the Lord. But I've been so excited at how the Lord has been blessing us in this Sunday School Convention. Praise the Lord. We ask that you'll please continue to pray for us, and we do thank God for you, for your prayers, for all your support,
And we ask that you will please keep all of those who are on the prayer list in your prayers. Keep them lifted up before the Lord. If somebody says to you, pray for me, don't wait until later. Pray for them right then and there. And because later you might forget. So please keep lifting up all of those who are requesting prayer in your prayers. Amen. So we thank God for the broadcast on this afternoon. We invite you to tune in with us for our next broadcast on Friday at 7 p.m., if it's the Lord's will. And until then, that's all. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.